Hello there, welcome back. Sorry about that, battery ran out. Right. So national insurance, you get, you basically have an interview. This is if you're not getting child, if your parents aren't receiving child benefits. You basically get an interview with the government. And, you know, you probably fill out some paperwork and you get insurance. So, as I was saying, when this happens, a separate entity is created. And this has its name in all capital letters. And I think in most cases in the UK, it's your full name in all caps. Like, mine would be Matthew James Eccles in all capital letters. That suits my, it's a straw man, basically. It's just a fiction. But it's important because this is the fiction that they use for taxes and taxing you, which we'll go into later. Interesting topic. So that is basically your name, and that name, as Winston Shrout says, has limited liability insurance. As it's national insurance, I mean, come on. Plain and simple there. I mean, they call it Social Security in the US, and that is security. So, like, as in a financial security instrument. But here it's called National Insurance, and in Canada it's called Social Insurance. Same thing. So, it's insurance. Now, Winston Shrout gets into some really interesting stuff. He's saying that, basically, the taxes you pay for that limited liability insurance. You pay to have that insurance, and that is why you pay taxes. Okay, I'm just giving you different views here. So yes, the national insurance number is set up, national insurance entity, the all caps straw man, is set up for paying, so you can pay tax, and it basically establishes what many people call the public trust, although I believe that the public trust was set up with the birth certificate, because I mean, you're still classed as a citizen when you're a child and you've just been registered with a birth certificate. You're still classed as a citizen. Okay, so national insurance entity on a number is for paying tax and establishing trust. If you look on the national insurance website in the UK, it actually says that your national insurance number is used to register all the taxes you pay and allocate them to your account. Your account, they say your, it actually means your entity, your all caps fiction. So who or what pays tax, and why do they pay tax? Why? Well, where does the tax money go? Oh, interesting question. I'm pretty sure that most of it goes into paying off the national debt. So, here's our first controversy, really. I mean, do you really want your money to be going to paying off a debt which you didn't even incur? Well, you incurred the debt when you registered as a citizen, whenever that was. Whatever document did that, I've got no idea, but when you class yourself as a citizen, citizen is taxpayer, citizen is person, they're all fictions, they're all just entities that pay tax, which have authorised representatives which pay tax, and that's why a letter comes to you. Because you're the representative of that sister K implied trust. Why do you pay tax? Well, there was a lot of money in the Iceland banks. A lot of council money was being saved in there. So they obviously weren't. This is when the credit crunch began. I don't really know the details of this, but I've heard it that councils, there were certain councils which had a lot of money stored in the banks in Iceland. That makes me think, you know, they're non-for-profit. They're surely they're meant to be reinvesting the money. Ah, are they non-for-profit? Interesting. We'll get into that later. So you pay tax basically because citizens pay tax. Taxpayers pay taxes. You never see, there is no law, statute or common law, there is no law at all which says that a man or woman should have to pay any sort of tax at all. Period. It says persons have to pay taxes. And you look at the definition of persons and it gets very, very complicated. All I can say is that I've established in my mind that you, as a man or woman, do not have to pay the tax. So, obviously, if you do pay tax and blah-de-blah, and you register and all that crap, then you get benefit privileges. You get the right to vote. Being a citizen, you get education, you get, you know, all the government benefits. So you do get something. But then the education's a bit crap anyway, to be honest. My view there. Please do not take my views as fact. So they're the benefits for having insurance. Obviously it's limited liability, you know, if you're out of work, you can get paid money, you can get benefits and all sorts of things, and that is limited liability. But they're taking the liability for that. You don't really have to look after yourself if the government's giving you benefits. And that's the limited liability insurance that Winston Strout talks about. And you can register to vote. But when you register to vote, you give legitimacy to the government and you therefore have no right to complain. Morally, that is. I mean, legally you might be able to complain. I mean, most of the laws don't really apply to you anyway. So, you're definitely free, okay? A straw man is not free. A straw man is a slave to the government. But, you know, financial slavery, the people house themselves. It's much better than traditional slavery. But that's the conspiracy side to it. You know, this might just be a, I don't know what's going on, to be honest. But I would like to say that what sane government would borrow money from an institution that it supposedly has a share in, the Bank of England? What government would borrow money from a bank like that, and they have to pay off interest to it? What surely there's some reason for them doing that. I mean, come on, that hints at a bit of a conspiracy going on there. So you have no right to complain morally if you register to vote, because you have registered to vote. And as simple as that. So the United Kingdom. What is the United Kingdom? Its full name is the United Kingdom of Great Britain, Northern Ireland, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not a registered company. Many people have looked it up and say, yes, there is a registered company. That company was active during the Second World War. I'm talking about the company called United Kingdom Limited, I think. Registered on many websites. And that was only active during World War II to facilitate trade. And yes, I know it's registered on website called Hansard's. Many people have talked about that. Anyway, United Kingdom is a country, and country does not mean landmass. Let's get it straight here. It doesn't have to be a registered company to be a fiction. All names are fictions, right? So the United Kingdom is a fiction, whether it's a registered company or not, just like the United States is. So, United Kingdom addresses have postcodes. If you use a postcode, you're basically saying that you live in the UK and you're going to follow the rules. That's what you know. So, I'd encourage you to put a box around your UK postcode when you write it, if you want to avoid being liable for any rules. You know, if you want to avoid being the surety for any of the statutes. That means you'll basically avoid having to pay if you break one of them. So if you use a postcode, it's basically saying that you live in the UK. And so most people, they'll think, what is this chap going on about? Of course we live in the UK. You've got to understand that the UK is just a name. Okay, the UK is a state. A state is a fiction. A state is a government. A state only has power over people that choose to live in it. I don't know if England, obviously England's a fiction. I'm just saying I live on the land of England. Common law of England, statute law of the UK. And then there is the interesting thing that we call the Four Corners Rule. So, on documents, you see many documents and they have boxes everywhere around certain things. I think particularly with like motor vehicle insurance and stuff like that. And let me tell you this, anything that is in four corners does not exist. So, obviously, paper has four corners, so everything in there is within there only. So it only applies to that paper. And if you have boxes on paper, the stuff in there has nothing to do with the rest of the document. That's basically what four corners rule is. I don't know what they're doing with that. I mean, they could be doing loads of things. When you actually think about that role and the amount of times you've seen stuff in boxes on government documents. And they also encourage you to write your name in all caps, blah, blah, blah. And black ink. Black ink apparently means dead entities. Means it belongs to a fiction. Or a corpse. A corporation, you see? Corporations are dead things. And the Sesterkvy Act, 1666. Yep, when the Fire of London was going on, an act was passed saying that everyone was lost beyond the seas. Now, the United Kingdom has many... It's a state, and every government department you will find registered with a company number that begins with the prefix UC, which basically means unincorporated company. And if it's unincorporated, it's unlimited company. So it basically means the owners are liable for everything. I believe. But yes, the companies do exist with the same names of the councils. I've currently sent on the whatdotheyknow.com website, my name on there is Matthew Cooper. I have sent Freedom of Information requests. I've got one sent to the Ministry of Justice. The Ministry of Justice Limited is actually a company. They actually have a limited company. And I've asked them about that. I've also asked them, how does the House of Commons... Does the House of Commons make rules that apply to men and women? And they say that that is a matter of opinion. That is another request that I posted. So it's very unclear. Well, it's clear to me that they're making stuff up as they go along. So what is the city, you know, when I hear of these places, there's always the word of. Let me give you some examples. State of California. United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, City of London. And it basically sounds like they've incorporated these lands. So, it's a bit dodgy there. I mean, if you see a name that has the word of in it, it usually means it's a legal fiction. Like, United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Republic of Ireland. I've got to look into that a bit more. So in the next episode, we will go on to the money system and the scam that it is. Thanks for listening so far.